News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hong Kong's pro-Beijing leader Carrie Lam apologized Tuesday for the political crisis and unrest sparked by a proposed extradition law. Lam said the protests have shown how many Hong Kong citizens feel about the extradition bill.
People have expressed in a peaceful and rational manner their concerns about the Fugitive Offenders Ordinance and their dissatisfaction and disappointment with the government, especially me.
Lam did not give in to demands that she leave office over her handling of the controversial bill. She told reporters work on the bill was over until it expires in July next year. It would have allowed extraditions to mainland China. Meanwhile, the United States voiced new support Monday for the protesters. Former Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi was buried on Tuesday, a day after his collapse inside a Cairo courthouse. Officials said the 67-year-old had just addressed the court in Cairo during his trial on espionage charges when he collapsed. Dozens of people protested in New York's Times Square Monday afternoon. The protesters were angry about the way Morsi was treated by Egyptian authorities. Human Rights Watch Middle East researcher Amir Magdi said the conditions under which former Egyptian President Morsi was imprisoned may have violated international law.
We believe President Morsi isolation and ill treatment might actually amount to torture according to the UN Convention Against Torture and according to the basic principles of keeping inmates that the Egyptian government completely ignored and disregarded.
Egypt's chief prosecutor said a team of forensic experts will examine Morsi's body to determine the cause of death. You're listening to VOA News. President Trump announced via Twitter Tuesday that acting